Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today, we come to Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings. That's what our passage says. The church building was constructed on an Indian reservation. Years later, it was rolled on logs to a prime corner lot in the nearest town. But by the time I filled the pulpit, the congregation had dwindled to 25 attenders. The people were faithful and very steeped in denominational ritual. Every Sunday, we said the Lord's Prayer and the Apostles' Creed. Every Sunday, we sang Gloria Patri and the doxology. I preached out of the New International Version, but was asked to switch to the King James Version. As one leader told me, if the King James was good enough for the Apostle Paul, it's good enough for us. And I'm not sure he was joking. Today, the church building that was an historical landmark has been torn down. The people are gone as well. I've been told a funeral home now sits on that prime corner lot. For sure, the Lord's Prayer needs to be recited. The Apostles' Creed well sums up our core beliefs. I love the doxology and Gloria Patri. But when good things become meaningless rituals, God says, time out. He is not into words without meaning and hearts without emotion. He simply does not want people to go through the motions with the checkbox religion. He is the living God. He desires a fresh and vibrant relationship with those who follow him. The acknowledgement of God comes from a heart in tune and on fire. God has put up a sign for true worship that reads, "No pretenders allowed." Father, search our hearts and knock down any walls of meaningless rituals. Keep us close to where your worship fires are burning. In Jesus' name, amen.